The merger of state and corporate power is known as fascism. And what we've learned recently is that the Biden regime and the FBI under Biden have ordered big tech who to censor. We've even learned that Katie Hobbs, the fake governor of Arizona now, or fake governor-elect, ordered Twitter to shut down any criticism of her or any comments or accounts that were supporting Carrie Lake for governor. You know, Carrie Lake, the one who actually won the vote. So what we're looking at here is the merger of the corrupt government with corrupt big tech platforms. And remember, until Elon Musk purchased Twitter, it was run by left-wing people and predominantly staffed by left-wingers. And they were more than happy to comply with censorship of all conservative speech. Why? Because leftists agree with totalitarianism. They agree with censorship. They call for it. They demand it. And you hear this all over the media, they're demanding more censorship. They don't believe in any of the pillars of a free society, by the way. They don't believe in tolerance. They don't believe in diversity of ideas or thoughts or speech. They don't believe in the freedom of speech, and they don't believe in freedom of religion, or they don't believe in fair and free elections. They don't believe in any of these things. They are fascists. They're communists in many cases. And our government is conspiring or colluding with these radical leftists to make sure that there are never fair and free elections again in this country. In fact, there haven't been for a long time. Trump won in 2016 only because we were able to outvote the fraud. In other words, the vote rigging, the teams that ran it, they did not anticipate the massive outpouring of votes in favor of Trump. So they didn't rig enough. Well, they fixed that problem in 2020 to make sure they over-rigged. They did whatever it took to, quote, win the election, no matter what. And that's what they did in 2022 as well. They will continue to do this until they are arrested or their power structure is dismantled or they are otherwise, prevented from breaking the law. But since they themselves run the DOJ and the FBI and a lot of the AGs around the country and in cities, they're going to allow themselves to continue to break the law forever until they're stopped. So we've reached the point in this so-called democracy, or really a constitutional republic, we've reached the point where we are beyond the ability to correct the situation by voting. Doesn't mean you shouldn't vote, but we're going to need something more than just voting. And I think the answer can be found in state AGs in the pro-America, pro-Constitution states like Texas and Missouri and Florida and so on. In these states, the attorneys general can file criminal charges against federal officials who are involved in rigging elections or involved in censorship collusion with big tech. And in fact, this is exactly what Eric Schmidt is doing in Missouri. And he has been able to depose Anthony Fauci and executives from big tech companies in quite an astonishing court case that is moving forward and that's resulting in, the release of a lot of documents that are quite fascinating. It's exposing the entire censorship regime. And I think this is where the answer is going to be found, by the way. So I'm not one who calls for, armed uprisings or revolutions or things like that, but rather through the rule of law, we have state power. And this is a nation of, quote, united states. The states have their own governors. The states have their own elections. The states have their own attorneys general and so on. And they can use those powers to hold accountable corrupt federal officials. And the way you know this is true is because you can also see how this state power is being abused by, for example, the state of New York in trying to indict and arrest and criminalize Donald J. Trump simply because he's their political target. And so they abuse those state powers. And they're going to try to indict him probably at some point. Well, there's no question they're going to. But this power can also be used for good. So what if states like Texas, Ken Paxton, the attorney general, or other states said, look, we're going to criminally charge federal officials for collusion with big tech, violating the civil rights of the American people, committing fraud, and conspiracy to commit fraud in order to alter election outcomes in an unfair way. Can those charges be made? Yes, they can be made. They can be made. There just needs to be political will to do that. Big tech companies can be deposed. Federal officials can be deposed. Charges can be filed. Discovery can be pursued, and the truth can come out. There just has to be the political willingness on the part of these elected officials to do what is necessary to save America. So there are many vectors, many pathways to be able to save this country from corruption, collusion, and communism. But there has to be the political willingness to get it done. So I would encourage you, as an action item, to contact your state AG and contact your state governor's office and contact your state representatives and encourage them to file criminal charges against the government agencies, which includes the FBI and the DOJ and the State Department and so on, and the government actors, such as the Biden campaign actors and Katie Hobbs actors and so on, to file charges against them for collusion, conspiracy, fraud, rigging elections, misrepresentation, violating First Amendment rights, violating civil rights of the American people, and whatever other charges can be made. Encourage them to file those charges and spread the word, because we have everything we need to imprison the traitors who are committing crimes in this country and rigging elections and stealing our country. We can take this country back peacefully through the rule of law, through due process. We just have to provide the political pressure to those in those positions of power so they understand the importance of taking those actions. So get on the phone now. Make a call. Don't just send an email. Make a call. Call your state AG. Call your governor's office. Heck, call your senators or members of Congress and let your opinion be known on these matters. It's time to press charges against the criminals who are trying to steal this country. That's how we stop them, and that's how we take back America without anyone having, you know, loss of life or spilling an ounce of blood or violence of any kind. We do this through the rule of law, and we can win that way. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.